Steven Nevada's got a project he's working on. Tell us about it.
I was building a chair mat on a 5-foot by 5-foot piece of plywood in which I glued some laminate flooring on. Unfortunately, the liquid nails didn't quite hold, and I think I know why. I think I put it down when it was cold, and I clamped it so tight that the air didn't get at it. Finally, it took weeks to dry, and it dried and it held. What's the best best adhesive to use on laminate flooring going on plywood?
Well, typically you don't put an adhesive on laminate floor going on plywood.
Just today's kind of floats there.
Most laminates today have a lock together joint and they just float there, and you leave a 1/4-inch gap between the floor and the wall, and then you put trim over top of it.
Okay, but see, my situation is unique. I live in an apartment. I get a medium pile rug with a soft pad underneath. Every kind of expensive floor mat under the sun cracks, and you can ask anybody at the
office. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So because what it is, the pressure of the wheels is like the size of your baby fingernail. It cracks all the plastic. So I went through buying $200 1/4-inch thick PVC mats. I throw them all away. What I finally did was build my own mat out of 5-foot by 5-foot plywood with laminate flooring. Right. That's the best thing of all. It rolls nice. I got it to match my carpet. But the thing is, next time when I glue it, what should I use to glue the laminate to the plywood? Because you have to glue it because it's just, you know, it's like a little island in the middle of the room, you know?
Okay. So does the laminate interlock? Did you have a type of laminate where it locks together?
Yeah, it does interlock, yep. But remember, I'm rolling the chair on this, too, a 55-pound chair with a 150-pound guy. So there's a lot of pressure, you know, lateral pressure on this, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would have thought a construction adhesive would work. Contact cement will work, but it depends on how difficult it is for you to assemble these pieces, because contact cement is just that. Once you make contact, it doesn't come apart. Have you ever worked with contact cement?
Yeah.
Where you apply it to both surfaces. And they have a lot of different formulations of that.
I didn't know that.
You know, oh, yeah. And also, in your case, I suspected the problem wasn't the plywood. The problem was the laminate floor because it's a laminate, so it's not going to stick. There's nothing to really grab onto. So that's why I roughed it up
with a sander, too. I used a medium grit sandpaper, and I sanded the back because you're right. It's kind of a shiny, glossy finish, and you've got to get that off, too.
How big is this piece when it's all done? How big is your pad?
Okay, it's actually 50 by 55 by 67. I made it big so I can roll the chair back. But it actually came out pretty nice.
What if you were to assemble this entire 50 by 50 square upside down, right? So the good side is facing down on a big workbench or a very flat area of the floor, right? Then once it was all locked together and perfectly square, then you coated the whole square with contact cement and you coated the plywood with contact cement. You get a buddy and you drop it in one time, being very careful to get it lined up right, flip it over, and you're good to go. And then what you might want to do as a final step is to trim the edge. And if it doesn't line up just perfectly, like around the outside edge, don't worry about it. I mean, I'd go so far as to make it an inch wider and an inch longer than what I needed.
Oh, yeah, we routed the edges, sir. Yep, we routed the edges, too.
Right, well, what I was going to say is that I'd make it an inch bigger all the way around, and then I would take my circular saw and make 4 clean cuts so that the edges of the laminate and the edge of the plywood aligns perfectly. Then you could put a nice piece of trim around it. I say, however you want to do it, that's fine. But I think contact cement, which has a little give to it and it's really tough stuff, and I wouldn't use the water base. I'd use the good stuff. Use the solvent base.
The one that really stinks. Right. That's the one that's the strongest one.
Really stinks. Right. The smellier the better. Right. Well, good luck with that project. That sounds like a fun project, and I'm glad you finally figured it out.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.